Hi guys, today's show is on how to become a mindful mama. Now, I've written a blog article on one of my favorite mommy blogs, imperfectlyperfectmama.com. I am discussing my guest posting experience and how that's going, and I also discuss the article itself on how to be a mindful mommy. Please remember to check out my mommy blog, selfimprovedaily.com. Let's begin. Hey guys, so as you guys know, I am a blogger and my mommy blog, selfimprovedaily.com, has been such a joy to build and create and continue to create. One of the things as a blogger is that you reach out to your community of bloggers that are within the same niche and you ask to see if you can guest post. And I was able and honored to guest post on imperfectlyperfectmama.com, and I guest posted an article titled How to Be a Mindful Mommy. And it's really exciting to be able to contribute within other communities that have already so many mommies involved, because Elna, the creator and owner of imperfectlyperfectmama.com, she has devised a really cool strategy on her blog. She actually has other mommies writing on her post, and she pretty much just edits them and sees, you know, obviously changes things around if needed. But for the most part, she has enlisted mommies throughout the world to be a co-creator on her blog, and it really expands her blog. It's amazing how just involving other people in your project allows for a further expansion, and it really helps with getting the word out on your website. So she has such an amazing community of mommies that help with understanding motherhood, with understanding how to be a better parent, how to deal with different situations that we come across as parents. And it's all mommies who are literally in the thick of motherhood and are taking the time to share their ideas and are super excited about it. It's just really fun to be able to be a part of that community. And even talking about it here is so exciting. I was able to write about the post on how to become a mindful mommy. I do believe that as a mother of two children, becoming a mindful mommy is one of the main things that I try to work on a daily basis. Granted, I'm not perfect, and there are some times where I'm just completely exhausted and I just want to lay in bed and just want to veg out and put on whatever show on Netflix and just zone out. But I don't have those moments. As we all know, if you're a parent, our time is our children's time. And a lot of the times it's difficult because we do want our own time. You know, we want to be able to have these moments to ourselves. And especially for me, when I'm a content creator, every other part of my life, when I'm not doing something, it's hard. Like, the only other time that I literally get some like peace and quiet where I don't do anything is when everyone has gone to bed. And by that time, I am exhausted. And I literally just think about, all right, what is my next topic I'm going to talk about on my podcast? Or what is my next article I'm going to talk about on my blog? And it's just, it's a really busy time in a mother's life, I think. Anytime you're working, anytime you're juggling parenthood, anytime you're doing what you love, it's a lot of work and it's really time consuming. But the good news is that when you are filled with so many things you're doing on a daily basis, you actually don't have the time to think about the negative things. And it's really exciting that I get to proudly say, I'm one of those people. I am one of those people where I get to say I really don't have a lot of time to think about the negative stuff. And I can't help but love it. I can't help but love the moments where, I don't know, I just almost feel like, I feel like it's just a different energy when you know you're doing what you love so much, to the point where when I had encountered Elna's website, which is the Imperfectly Perfect Mama website, when I'd encountered that, I'd realized that I'm not the only one out here doing what they love. There's a lot of people out here, mommies, women, strong, busy women, doing exactly what they love. And if you don't already know me, I preach so hard that you get to do what you love. You get to do what you believe in. You get to do what you're passionate about. You get to succumb to what you gravitate to the most. And if you don't, you're doing a disservice to yourself. And I encourage you to, because it's just, I can't even like continue to praise all the people that are following their passion. Good for you. And if you're not, figure out a way to. I suggest you check out her blog, imperfectlyperfectmama.com. If you are a mom, it's a great website. You're going to see a lot of women, a lot of mommies share their ideas on there. And if you are a blogger too, definitely go on her website. She is, if you have a good topic to write about and she likes your content, then she'll definitely, you know, probably reach out and say, yeah, I'd like for you to be a contributor. But reach out if you do want a guest post. It's imperfectlyperfectmama.com. And check out my blog, my post on there, which is how to become a mindful mommy. I wrote a quick post on it on my website, selfimproveddaily.com. You can check it out there, whichever one. It's the same article. I just linked the two. But the point of all of this is that I did have a second guest post. My first one was before winter. It was mummyitsokay.com. It's a UK mommy blog. And this is my official second guest post, called imperfectlyperfectmama.com. And I'm just really excited to be able to guest post. And on top of that, I just got off the phone with Seppi, who is the owner and creator of LisLove.com. She is a goal setter and motivator, motivation website or blogger. And I'm going to have her on here as a guest host. I'm going to talk to her about her journey as a blogger, content creator, how she followed her passion, and how she encourages others to follow theirs as well. So it's really exciting. I'm so thrilled to be able to do this, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of a community where everyone loves to do what they love and is following their passion. So I encourage you guys to do the same. If you have any questions, if you want to contribute on this podcast or write for my blog, send me a message at maria@selfimprovedaily.com. I can't wait to hear from you. If you enjoyed this episode and found it valuable, be sure to subscribe, comment, and share this episode with your friends and family. If you have any comments, suggestions, or collaboration requests, please reach out to me directly at maria@selfimprovedaily.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Everyone, it's Maria with Talks with Maria, a personal development and mommy podcast. So excited to talk about this new coaching program with you guys. It's a goal setting coaching program that will help my clients, audience, and loyal listeners how to goal set, how to manifest, how to be clear and concise on what you want in your life what you are looking to achieve financially, what you're looking to achieve with your relationships, what kind of environment and lifestyle you're looking to live. I want to help my clients understand what that is for them and how to manifest within the next 30 days. It's a 30-day complimentary coaching program for you. It's a value of $1,000, but you're getting it complimentary from me. As a loyal listener of mine, I absolutely love this stuff, guys. I just can't wait to see what kind of results you guys can come up with within the next 30 days. If you're looking to have amazing results, send me a message at maria@selfimprovedaily.com. I'll send you a quick questionnaire to see if you are a great fit for this program, and we can start right away. I can't wait to hear from you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.